So I was in Dallas last week on business. You know, whenever you travel, whenever you go anywhere, whenever you get up in the morning, right? You just ask God to show you the way. Ask Him to bless you, to bless others, to let your light so shine. And boy, did God show up. So Monday night, Monday morning, actually, I was headed over to the airport. I like to use a fast park and ride. For those of you who've been to the airport, you know, it's a little shuttle service that takes Sean over there. And wouldn't you know, I get to talking to some lady. She's on this farm. It's hilarious. She pulls into her parking space. She said, "I can't back up." I said, "What do you mean can't back up?" She said, "I just can't back up." She said, "I was raised on a farm." I said, "Well, didn't you ever do the hay wagon?" She said, "Yeah, I can't back up." But we get to talking to her, and long and short, I end up testifying to her about the walk to Emmaus. Isn't it cool how God walked that whole thing through? I'm not going to bore you with all the details, but it's like, wow, okay, this is even before I get on the plane, right? Get on the plane. I'm next to a lady, and her name's Erica. Grew up in the Cincinnati area, lives in Dallas now. Beautiful children. God shows up again. You know, it's just also so good. As I've testified before, I've had different issues in the past with anxiety and flying and that, and just peace, peace, peace. Absolute peace. Just incredible. While I was there, probably every day I had the opportunity to minister to someone. I spent probably 45 minutes. With a lunch with a guy. Lost everything. Pretty much lost everything. His business was just crumbling around him. But bless God, God showed up. After that, he took a nap. I saw him later, and I said, "How'd you sleep? I haven't slept like that in months." All we got to do is reach out. Reach out. The song this morning, "Just Be Held," tells us about how we hold it all together. You know, because everybody looks at you, right? Especially a parent and a father figure. They want you to be strong, right? That's what the world tells us. You know, but God's telling us, hey, look at me. Right now, with the second verse on this is, if your eyes are on the storm, you'll wonder if I love you still. Think about that storm raging, okay? Of course, they go to Matthew, right? Anybody see that thing on Facebook, the sign that says, "Gone due to Matthew"? Hopefully Luke, Mark, and John will be nicer.
Okay. Behave.
Yeah, behave. Is that what it said? God is good. Watch us. Everybody needs you strong. Your life hits you out of nowhere, and it leaves you holding on. When you're tired of fighting, chained by your control, there's freedom in surrender. Lay it down and let it go. When you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be held. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on and just be a tear is wasted. In time you'll understand. I'm painting beauty with the ashes. Your life is in my hands. So when you're on your knees and answers seem so far away, you're not alone. Stop holding on and just be. Your world's not falling apart, it's falling into place. I'm on the throne, stop holding on, just be held. Just be held.
your hands, lift your eyes. In the storm is where you'll find me. Where you are, hold your heart. I hold your heart. Come to me, find your rest. In the arms of a God who won't let go. So when you're on your knees and that's a scene so far away,